This article appeared in the Spring 2014 issue of UU World magazine. From the editor, Journeys and the Spirit. Siddhartha Gautama left his splendid home and discovered fundamental truths that liberated him and gave the world Buddhism. Jesus of Nazareth spent 40 years in the wilderness before launching his ministry, proclaiming good news to the poor. Charles Darwin's 5 years on the Beagle supplied the clues that gave us the theory of evolution. The word travel often evokes thoughts of vacation, but there have always been more profound dimensions to leaving the familiar. With this special issue, we look at some of the journeys Unitarian Universalists take, from gathering with other UUs in community on Star Island or at SUUSI, to bearing witness at sites of traumatic world events in Ghana or Chernobyl, to choosing less environmentally damaging ways to travel. We sometimes go away in order to deepen our commitments and our understanding. Where is your journey leading you? 11 years ago, we welcomed two extraordinary freelancers to the magazine, and now, with grateful hearts, we must bid them farewell. In 2003, we turned to Robert Delboy to provide art direction and help us editors learn how to do most of the magazine's layout work ourselves. He has commissioned art from some of the finest contemporary illustrators and helped them convert UU ideas into arresting images. With his guidance, we have adjusted and refined the organization and appearance of the magazine. As he retires to focus on painting, we are thrilled to share one of his works for its own sake. And that's on page 22 of the magazine. In 2003, we also began assigning an ever-growing number of articles to Michelle Bates Deacon, who quickly became a contributing editor and then in 2011 a full-time member of our staff. A dogged reporter and graceful writer, she covered some of the most significant moments in Unitarian Universalism's recent history, from the response to Hurricane Katrina to the General Assembly vigil outside the Maricopa County Jail in Arizona in 2012. She has taken a new job in the Public Information Office at Harvard Law School, and we will keenly miss her, but you don't have to miss her just yet. This issue is full of her work, including her account of a week at the UU College of Social Justice's Service Learning Site in Haiti. We are glad to welcome three more columnists as regular contributors to our website, uuworld.org, joining Meg Barnhouse, James Ishmael Ford, and Doug Mutter, our contributing editor Kimberly French, acclaimed science writer Jeffrey Lockwood, and beloved minister Jane Zepka. We publish news and original content each week. Sign up for our email newsletter to get the latest. Finally, you may notice the new red logo in the corner of this page. The UUA is beginning a new outreach effort, starting with new branding materials, and read more about it in Inside the UUA. This article by Christopher Walton, the editor of UU World. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of the First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.